Today, we're going to be talking about eggs. He said eggs. Why am I talking about eggs, ladies and gentlemen? Beautiful brown eggs. Well, Sainsbury's, this actually was one of those things that popped up on my phone, and I had to do a double take because Sainsbury's have announced that they're not going to be making brown eggs anymore, that they're moving to an all-white egg production. This has got one person, Richard Tice, steaming mad. I'm steaming mad. Richard Tice is very angry about this. Why is Richard Tice angry about Sainsbury's decision to move from beautiful brown eggs, to white eggs? Well, the justification that Sainsbury's have given for this is that, I wish I was making this up, but I'm not. White eggs have a 12.7% lower carbon footprint than brown eggs. And so, in keeping with the 2035 Ed Miliband net zero mandate, they are no longer going to sell brown eggs at all, and they're moving all of their egg production into white eggs. Mental. Well, if you want to know more about this story, stay tuned. I'll just remind people, pick up a course at the Academic Agency, Trivium, bestseller there, Foundations of Research. And I had to actually use my research skills to try to get to the bottom of what the hell this story is about, because on the face of it, it seems mental. It seems absolutely crazy. How can a white egg have less carbon than a brown egg? And obviously, because eggs are food and because they are made of carbon, immediately your mind goes to, hold on a second, are they really saying that the eggshell has that much carbon difference and they're doing it for that reason? This is where the story gets a little bit interesting, and I actually learned quite a lot about the history of chicken farming in this country. One of the things I learned is that up until the 1970s, the white chicken was the standard chicken. In fact, before I even get to that, one of the things I learned that I didn't know before is that brown eggs come from brown chickens. So the brown leghorn chicken, okay, gives you the brown egg. And the white eggs are laid by white chickens. That is the beautiful white feathered hens that you'll see. And I picture like old kind of constable paintings and things like that when I think of a white chicken. But the white hens they lay white eggs. Brown hens lay brown eggs. So that's the first thing I learned. Second thing I learned is that up until the 1970s, the white hen and the white egg were absolutely standard in British cuisine. But starting in the 1970s, people thought that the brown egg, quote, looked more natural. Now, there's no science behind that whatsoever. As far as the taste is concerned, as far as the nutritional value of an egg is concerned, the white egg and the brown egg are literally identical. There is no difference between them whatsoever. But people thought that the brown egg just looked more natural. It looked healthier. And so from the 1970s onwards, there was a massive shift in the egg market from the white egg, away from the white egg, to the brown egg. And in fact, it became so dominant that the brown egg accounted for 99% of all egg sales in the entire country. Now, that has started to shift back. Now, white eggs have started to make a big comeback, and we're about 15% of the market now is white eggs versus about 85% brown. Learn something every day, folks. And I thought, well, this is interesting to me. I like eggs. I have a kind of omelette most mornings in line with my new carb-free diet. My favorite egg, by the way, is a Burford brown. And in fact, that was what I thought when I first saw the story. Like, does that mean I'm not going to get my Burford browns anymore? But Sainsbury's are no longer stocking brands like Burford Brown. It is purely their own, Sainsbury's own egg production is moving in this direction. So then there are two other questions. First question, where are they getting the 12.7% lower carbon footprint? Question one, and it's for long-term fans of the channel, an economics question, which we're going to get to. And secondly, is this going to lead to brown hen genocide? What's going to happen to all the brown hens now that Sainsbury's are shifting into white egg production? Like, are they all going to die? Are they all going to be put down? Well, I'll get to both of these questions. So on the carbon footprint, it is not that when you throw away, right, when you eat the egg and you've left with a brown shell, or you're left with a white shell, that is not where the calculation is coming from. So that's the first thing, okay? It's nothing to do with the egg itself. What it's got to do with is the white feathered hens have a better feed efficiency and output ratio than the brown ones, that over their lifespan, they have a longer productive lifespan. They eat less, okay, and they produce less manure. That's less kind of chicken poo. Therefore, if you had, I mean, and if you scale this up, right, you scale it all up, let's say you're only producing brown eggs, that's a lot of brown hens. Well, let's scale it up, change all the brown hens to white hens. And because they eat less, because they produce marginally more eggs, it's marginal, I have to say, and because they produce less poo over the course of their lifetimes, you scale all of that up and it works out as indirectly, because of the lower, because of the less food and because of the poo and so on, it works out as 12.7% lower carbon footprint, okay? Now, is this, as Richard Tice says, net zero gone mad? Steaming mad. I want my brown, how dare you take away my brown eggs? Or is it, as some left-wingers and Green Party advocates say, a sneaky commercial decision taken by Sainsbury's, who think that they've managed to kind of squeeze a 10% efficiency gain, okay, using what is known as green cover or green washing? Well, it's a little bit of both. I mean, certainly the idea of switching to brown eggs purely because of carbon is net zero gone mad. But also, it does remain the case that there is a business and economic basis that they have found that the white chickens are marginally by 10%. And, you know, over, if you're as big as Sainsbury's, 12.7% is quite a number. But if they're that much more productive, it makes sense to try to shift things back to white eggs. And that accounts for the fact that we've gone from a 99% brown egg dominant market, which was a consumer-led decision from the 1970s, slowly but surely shifting back to the whites, which is essentially a farmer-led or a producer-led or a supermarket-led decision. And they're using net zero to justify the shift back. So that's what's going on there. And it kind of makes a little bit more sense now that I see it. When I first saw the story, I laughed out loud. Now it makes more sense. So that begs the question as to what on earth is going to happen to the brown hens. Well, vegans and vegetarians, fear not. There is not going to be a brown hen genocide. They're not going to kill all the brown hens because this is a staggered decision. Basically, when, you know, after this cycle of hens goes out, they're going to replace all the brown hens with white ones. So they're not going to they're not putting down all of the brown hens that exist now. They're going to wait until they finish their life, and this is going to be staggered in until eventually they get up to 100% white chicken production, which apparently once upon a time in Britain was the case. So funny enough, there was a kind of brown invasion of the white chickens at some point in the 1970s. So there you go. I learned quite a lot about chickens and a lot about eggs over the course of this story. Is this really going to affect anything? Well, I mean, I'm going to continue buying my Burford Brown eggs. You might be thinking, hold on a second, eh? They're not Burford Browns. They're, where are they? They're Aldi eggs. That's because these Wagyu steaks I've been buying, I've been eating like a Wagyu steak for lunch. In Aldi, you can get a Wagyu steak for like a tenner, 11 quid. And just while I was there, I needed some eggs. They don't have Burford Browns in Aldi. So I was like, well, that's the closest thing I can find. These ones here. Better eat them. The date is coming. 13th. All right. No, 20th. All right. I've got some time to eat these eggs. So there it is. Everything you ever wanted to know about brown eggs, brown hens, white eggs, and white hens. Pick up a course at the academic agency today, and I'll see you all later on for office hours. If you liked this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just 3 of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.